Themes of war, genocide, and colonization are common for most Native Americans. What may not be so apparent, says Dr. Ann Bullock, is how past conflicts are still felt by Indian people in the present. Bullock is Minnesota Chippewa and directs medical services for a Cherokee band in North Carolina. At today's forum, she'll talk about how tragic events in the last 500 years manifest themselves today as obesity, domestic violence, and substance abuse among Native families.
The point being not to stay in the victim mode of thinking about how things are in Indian country, but to understand where we are to begin with, and that gets transmitted inadvertently through traumatized parenting, because traumatized people, as we know from Holocaust survivors, they pass on some of those traumas to their kids, and that changes the behavior for not only themselves, but for their children and even grandchildren.
Menominee tribal member Gina Washinawatuk helped organize the event. She says beyond wars and losing traditions like most tribes, her people's well-being was especially hurt when the federal government terminated their official status nearly 50 years ago.
Our schools closed, the hospital had to close. All of these things were such abrupt changes and had significant impacts on our political system, our law enforcement, our economic resources.
The Menominee were reinstated in the 70s, but Washinawatuk says there's still a need for healing the community. She hopes Bullock's talk will move educators and health officials to find ways to do that. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.